You're listening to Road Bike Action Radio in Maupin, Oregon. I'm George Thomas on the line with Neil Shirley. We're doing a preview of this weekend's Belgian Waffle Ride. Neil, you just finished a long ride yourself, didn't you?
I did. I was feeling a little behind in my training for a Belgian Waffle Ride, and so I've been procrastinating a little too long, so I decided to jump on the bike with one of my friends and ride from Santa Clarita, where Road Bike Action is based out of, and ride down to East County San Diego, where the Belgian Waffle Ride will be held. And so we ended up logging 150 miles today.
You know, you have suddenly made me not feel guilty about my riding because you procrastinated and started training the day before the race. That is awesome.
Yeah, I don't think it's I don't think it's going to benefit me, unfortunately. but at least it's going to be it's going to be a really solid few days. So no regrets.
Now, you've actually won Belgian Waffle Ride a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. This year will be the fifth year of the event, and I won it in 2013 and in 2014.
Wow, so not bad. Two out of four, you're batting pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, this won't. This year, you know, I don't have the fitness to be competitive with the front guys, but all right, it's really, it's a beautiful route, incredibly challenging route, you know, 146 miles, 12,000 feet of climbing, and about 40 miles of it is off-road. And we're not, so, you know, some of it is just regular dirt road, but a lot of it is single track and, you know, very rocky terrain. And you know, that would be all right on a gravel bike or a mountain bike, but pretty much I'd say the majority of the riders out there, including myself, are on straight up road bikes.
Wow. Now, Michael Mark started this. What is it about this ride that makes it so special? I mean, it has grown from, I think it was invitation only the first year, and he's upwards of 1,000 riders now.
Yeah, it was invitation only. And I don't think Mark's had, you know, he knew it was something that he wanted to ride, something that he wanted to do. And he was passionate about putting together this, you know, insanely hard route. And, you know, I think he, you know, it was maybe 100 to 150 riders the first year. And then from then on, you know, the word got out, people saw the photos, and it really, people were fascinated with the idea of riding this terrain on road bikes. And so, yeah, I mean, now year five, and it's over 1,000 riders and filling up. So it's really cool. Even, you know, it has, you know, Cervelo is the bike sponsor. There's a lot of big companies involved. Mavic will be out there with support, you know, follow vehicles and motorcycles, and it's really kind of the event to be at in Southern California.
Now, just to clear it up, I did say that the race was tomorrow, but it is Sunday, correct?
Yes, it's on Sunday. So I have a full day of recovery tomorrow. So I should be good to go.
Now, Dazzlus, are you going to ride home?
I'm not going to ride home. My wife is going to meet me down here on Sunday. She'll take the girls to the wild animal park. That's why, like, actually, not only did we ride 150 miles down here, we had Pax, Blackburn, Diggle, Pat coming off the back to carry enough clothes for the next 2 days. So the bikes went from really nice, you know, 15-pound race bikes to touring bikes.
Now, what are you riding this weekend? Is it one of the new bikes that you saw at Sea Otter?
So I'm on the Trek Del Monte.
You are?
It was just released, launched at the Tour of Flanders under Fabian Cancellara, where he rode it to second place. And so it's really an ideal bike for this course. It's, you know, it's Trek's endurance bike. So a little more compliance, a little longer wheelbase, a little more upright, so made for the longer days in the saddle. And then the ISO speed design, you know, that helps improves compliance at the saddle and in the front end is exactly what's going to be needed for Sunday.
Well, I look forward to hearing how the bike rides. Now, question for you, do you know the route yet, or does Michael release that when you get there?
So yeah, the route has already been released. So everyone can download it if they want, you know, put it on their GPS device, their Garmin or Wahoo Fitness, whatever they're using. But also the course is marked well, so that's not necessary. And in January, I was part of the Belgian Waffle Ride survival camp, which was a 3-day kind of training camp based around the event. And at that time, Michael released the 2016 route.
Oh, we did.
And so it kind of got a first glimpse of what to expect. And a lot of it are sections that have been used in previous years, but I really think it's the best course yet. It uses a lot of the best sections from each of the routes. It's gonna be an incredibly hard day, even for the top riders. The first finisher is still gonna be, you know, over 7 hours out there, and so you start figuring out if that's a pro level athlete, you know, what's that going to be for, you know, for the guy that's riding 6 hours a week and just hoping to finish. Like it's gonna be a very long day. Yeah.
Now, SAG, are there Belgian waffles out on course?
I don't think there's Belgian waffles on course. The Belgian waffles are at the breakfast.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Which there's a massive breakfast. And then post-ride, you know, there's a feast, breakfast and post-ride feast. And it's at the Lost Abbey Brewery, so there's a lot of beer. It's really a fun environment out there, and there's an expo and everything all weekend long, so it's a good time.
Now, Marks was a Category 1 racer. Can you feel, you know, the race director having been a racer himself, do you feel a difference in the event because of that, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. He really keeps, even though it's, you know, not technically a race, and I guess it would fall more under the Grand Fondo style, but I assure you, it's it's a race. and he really, you know, that's what Marks wants. You know, he wants it to be a highly competitive event. You know, there's a number of pro riders coming out there, and trust me, they're not just coming out just to ride it and shake hands. Like, it's going to be a throwdown.
Is this one of the events you really look forward to each year?
It is because they're, you know, for one, I've lived in San Diego for 10 years. So it's a lot of the terrain I've ridden in. But also just this style of event is something I'm a big fan of, and getting, I feel that BWR has really helped push people into pushing past their limits and trying to do different things on their road bike than they would have ever done. And riding, I'm sure you could ask half the people out there, half the finishers on Sunday, and that'll probably be the longest ride they've ever done. And that's, to me, that's a fantastic thing. It's getting people to challenge themselves and go bigger, above and beyond what they've ever done. And, you know, I really love seeing that.
Is there, last question for you, is there one moment in the 4 years that you've done the event that really stands out to you?
Oh, let's see, one moment. I would say 2 years ago, going up, the final climb is called Double Peak, and it's a paved climb. It's probably only a kilometer long, but it's double digits the entire way. And really a savage thing to put in at the end of the course. But it's packed with cheering people. You have the devil out there, you know, running alongside next to you. And that's a really fun feeling. One, because you know that you're almost done. As soon as you get to the top, you turn around and scream back down this thing at, you know, 50 plus miles an hour. But also 2 years ago, I was still able to enjoy the event at that point. You know, I still had my wits about me and my, you know, my legs were good. So, you know, the environment at the top was really nice. And, being able to enjoy that was a good moment.
Well, Neil, I wish you all the best on Sunday, and I look forward to checking in with you after the Belgian Waffle Ride is completed.
Thanks, George. I'm sure I'll have some good stories for you on Sunday.
All right, looking forward to it. Best of luck, Neil, Road Bike Action Radio in Maupin, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.